Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Vav in Maseches Pesachim. It's the 237th daf in Shas. We pick up on the bottom of Daf Hei Amabez in regards to the halachos of owning a Gentile's chametz on Pesach. The Gemara will continue discussing that up until Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara then will discuss the chiyuv of Bechor if the government is entitled to that Bechor because of taxes. The Gemara then will discuss the halachos again of a goy entering a Jew's rishus with chametz on Pesach. The Gemara also will get involved the halachos of a renter who leaves chametz in the owner's rishus. And then the Gemara will discuss in the wide lines on Vav Amud Aleph the halachos of someone who finds chas v'chalila chametz in his house on Pesach. The Gemara then will discuss someone who leaves before Pesach, even if it's before Bedikas Chametz, as long as it's in 30 days, there is a chiyuv of Bedika. The Gemara will go on and discuss that there is a requirement to learn the halachos of Pesach within 30 days of the Yom Tov. This will take us to Amud Beis, where the Gemara will discuss how exactly Klal Yisrael in the Midbar went through Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Nisan in preparation for Pesach. And on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, we will have the requirement of bittul after bedika, and why we are going to be machmir for that. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up on the bottom of Haim and Be'ezer. Amar Mar, Yochel Yachmin V'Yikavu Pikdoin Es Min Hanochem. I might think the individual can accept a pikadon, an object to watch, which is of chametz min hanochrim. I might think that would be permissible. Why would you think that would be so? Rashi points out that in yesterday's daf, Chazal learned from the pasuk lo yero elechasa'ar, Lecha, it shouldn't be seen by you, something that you own. What happens if you mekabel a pikado? Maybe it would be mutter tamalom or lo yimatze. Ask Gemara, but ha, I'm a reisha shelcha. But the pasuk on the one hand says lo yimatze, also says lo yirah es shelcha, that which belongs to you. Shelcha yatarava atarav shelcha rishel gevoa? Question mark. Can use the Gemara three lines into wide lo kasha. Ha de kabbalah achrayis. Ha de lo kabbalah achrayis. It depends on whether you accepted responsibility. If you accepted responsibility, then there's a certain amount of ownership that, according to halacha, is ascribed to him, and therefore he has to get rid of it. Had the kabbal achrayis, when he's mekabel achrayis, explains Rabbeinu Chananel, then it's gonna be usher. Had the lo kabbal achrayis, but if he wasn't mekabel achrayis, then he's not over the iser at all, and there would be the rule, the dictum, shelcha yataroa v'ataroa shelchem shelgavoa. As Rava taught the Bnei Mechuza, Biiro Chamira de Bnei Chayla mi Basaychu, Kima de Ilu Mignav, Viilu Misavit Bishur Sechayukoi, Uba Isa Lishume, Kidi Alchon. You make sure, says Rava, to destroy, Biiru means destroy, Chamira, the Chametz of the soldiers, the government soldiers that would stay in your house, because if it would be stolen, you would be responsible to pay back. Since you have responsibility on it, it is quasi yours. How quasi and how much the halacha gives it bailus to the one who has responsibility is an open question if you learned iyun. Either way, but bottom line, in terms of halacha, you're chayiv to get rid of it. Kidiyol chundami, it's considered as if it's yours, va'asar, it's going to be asar, period. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Hani chlaman damar davar agar lamaman kemaman dami. It's not going to be entirely yours. It's just that it could cause you responsibility of money, and it's considered like you're considered, therefore, money. Something that causes money is considered money. That's the opinion of one man da Amar in Shavuos and Daf Mem Dalet. El man da Amar lav kamam and dami, ma yikol meimah. But according to man da Amar that says that something that equals responsibility does not necessarily equal ownership, even financial responsibility doesn't necessarily is not considered as ownership. Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Shani hacha. Here it's different. That shouldn't be found, and therefore, even if it's not considered a absolute financial obligation, but at the same time, even though it's not a full ownership, even more precisely than financial obligation, but a full ownership, nevertheless, the Torah is being marbin lo yimotze to tell you you're going to be chayiv on it. Says the Gemara, ikad amri, or else we can answer, hanich l'man d'amr. Davar garm l'mam l'afkam l'man d'amr, hainu di'itzrich lo yimotze. According to the man d'amr that says that davar garm l'man is not money, So then that's what lo yimatzeh is coming to be marbe. Elaman amr kemaman dami lo yimatzeh lamli. So the Ikad Amri posed this as a question. What do you need the pasuk lo yimatzeh according to the man amr who holds dar garvim kemaman is mamon? Then obviously you have to get rid of the chametz because it's your mamon, even if it belongs to a Gentile. Due to the fact that you have achrayis, it's considered entirely yours. Davar kamam and kamaman. So what do you need the pasuk la yimatzeh? Answers the Gemara, itzrich, I need it. Tzak, daitich, I mean, I would have thought, hal v'chi isay, hader be'inei, la b'shusay, koi, since he's able to return it in its original state when the soldiers come, he gives it right back to him. So then in such a case, it wouldn't be considered entirely in the reshus of the Jew, because he could return it at any moment. For that reason, one would not be chayiv to get rid of it, that wouldn't be entirely considered yours, even if we say davar garim lemamon is kamamon. Rashi explains that the rule of davar garim lemamon kamamon, the classic case is gainiv kachim. If someone has a animal that's been designated for hegdish, nevertheless, if it's stolen, it's considered as if it was stolen from his individual property, to the point that the ganiv will even be chayiv to pay kefel, because since the owner of the hegdish is chayiv b'achrayis, if the animal, let's say, dies, he'll have to get a new one. So too, over here, davar garim lemamon makes it as if the ganif is stealing directly from the owner of the kachim itself, and not from the hegdish, and he'll even be chayiv kefel. That's a different type of case, says Rashi, than bal yura bal yimatzeh of davar garim lemamon. Here's a davar garim lemamon that he doesn't hold on to that financial responsibility forever. Any moment, if he can return it to the soldier. Then in such a case, I would have thought that davar garim lemamon is not enough to be mechayiv you. Kamashma, and the chiddush is no, that it is. Gemara continues 4 lines from the top. Minei me rava, behemes arnuna, chayeves bebechora, o ein chayeves bebechora. Now that we've gotten involved with the halachas of davar garim lemamon and the halacha of where a goy is involved, here Rashi explains, we have Dibar Maschul Chayeves Bebechora. We have the following question of Rava. In a case in where the Arnuna means the tax collectors, as Rashi describes in Dibar Maschul Arnuna, that the king would take a tenth of the animals and of the grains, they were going around and collecting their taxes, and they were going to take taxes a tenth of a group of animals, and included in it was an animal which is a bechor. The question here is, of course, the bechor that's given to the kohen and brought as a carbon on the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash, is only chayiv if there isn't what we would call yad nochri be'emtza. If there is a Gentile that has ownership over it, then there isn't a chiv, because the pasuk says, ki li kol bechor b'Yisrael. Specifically that which is of Yisrael. So here the shaila is, do we consider the rights of Arnuna that the goy has on this Bechor enough to make it now potter from Bechor? So says the Gemara, Kol hecha d'matzi misalak le'bezuzi, if you would be able to give him money and not the actual manimal and just the value, lo kami boyle and dechayiv, then he doesn't have any yad on it. Ki kami boyle hecha d'lo matzi misalak le'bezuzi. Mai, what's the halacha? Amar lehu, Rav responded, Petura. Asks the Gemara, v'hatani chayev, but didn't we learn that you're chayev? Says the Gemara, hasam d'matzi misalak le. It must be that was a case in where you're able to pay with money, and then the goy doesn't have any particular rights to the animal, and one is going to be chayev. Bar continues 10 lines in on Vav and Aleph. Ikad Amri, some say, Amar Rava behemas arnona potter turim min abechora. That Rava taught they're exempt. V'afagad d'matzi misalak le. Even if you could pay him off with money. Why? Because, as Rashi explains, Dibra Maskel V'Afagav, until you pay him with the money, the guy has rights to it, and it's considered Yad Nachri B'Emtza. Isa Sarnuna Chayovas Bechala. But the flour and the dough that was made from wheat, that the tax collector is going to take something from it, that maybe one would say that you should be potter, because the Mishnah Chal says, Isa Sarnachri is Ptura from Chal. Again, Xeris HaKosov, Reishis Hariso Sechem, Dafka, the dough of a Jew is chayiv in challah. Vavagav lo matzim misalak le. My taima behema islay kala isa leslay kala. Rashi explains that this is a gzeir midrabanan. Even though it says ariso sechem that dafka your dough is chayiv, and if the guy has any shared bailus and you're going to be potter, but people are not going to be aware that this was dough of Arnona, and they're going to see you eating dough, eating bread, that challah had not been taken off. In contrast to the behemah, everybody will understand, yeah, the Arnona is coming around and taking the animals. The dough, they'll be less likely to be aware of. Two dots. Tana Rabbanan a new halacha in regards to the Nachri and Chametz. Nachri shnichas hachatzeo shel Yisrael. A Gentile enter the courtyard of a Jew, b'tzeka b'yado, and he has Chametz. Ein zokuk leva'er. Then the Jew does not have a responsibility to kick the guy out of his house, Rashi explains. Ein zokuk leva'er means he doesn't have to get rid of it. In this case, it would mean, according to Rashi, telling the guy to leave. Hifkido etzlo, but if the guy says, watch it for me, zokuk leva'er, then he's got to get rid of the chametz. Yichalo bayis, if the Jew designated an area in the house and said, you could put in this area in the house, so then in such a case, ein zokuk leva'er, shenemar lo yimotze. Only time you're going to be chayiv is if you take responsibility. Says the Gemara, Maika Omar, what is this quote from Lo Yimotze? What does it mean? Shenemar Lo Yimotze. What exactly are we learning from Lo Yimotze? Amar of Papa, Aresha Koi. We're going on the Resha. V'hachi Karmen, this is what is being stated. Hifkido Etzlo, if he leaves the Chametz by him, Zokik Levar, then in such a case he needs to get rid of it. Shenemar Lo Yimotze, Chametz should not be found by you. As long as you have Chametz, which you have responsibility for, you have a responsibility to get rid of it. Ravashi has another explanation. What does the Tosefta mean when it concludes Lo Yimatze Shnemar Lo Yimatze? Ravashi Amar Lo Yimat Seifa Koi. It's really going the Seifa V'Hachi Kamer Yichaloi Bayis Ein Zokuk Levayer. If he designates the area of the house, there isn't a requirement of beer. Shnemar Lo Yimatze Bibatechem. It shouldn't be found in your house, you the Jew's house. V'Hayla Avdi Dehu. You set aside. Denachi. He's going into an area that had been designated particularly for him, and therefore one would not be over. So this is the answer of a trivia question. It's possible to have chametz in your house on Pesach and not be over it if you designated it for the guy and you designate that area for the guy. Says the Gemara, is that enough? Of course, implicit in this Gemara is the idea that if you designate a particular area in your house, so then in such a case, the area is designated for the guy, and it's considered as if that area is entirely his. Now, that would apply both when it comes to lending him the area as well as renting it. Asks the Gemara, the assumption here is, lememra de schirus kanya. The assumption here is that with schirus, the individual is kona that area of the house, to the point that even if he puts chametz there, you're not going to be over. Vatna, but didn't we learn in Maseches Avodah Zarah, af makum shamru lahaskir, lo lebeis dira amru, mipnei shemachnisan socha ovdei galilim, that even though we said that there are times it's permissible to rent an area to an ovei kochavim that'll end up putting in Avodah Zarah, that's only in regards to an area that's not a house. But if it's a house, then you can't be allow him to be machnis asocha avodah zarah. V'isakadach schirus kanya, ki kama ayla besed anavshi kama ayla. If schirus is kona, and by designating an area, the Gentile is kona, then what is the problem of him bringing in the avodah zarah? He's bringing into his own area in the house. Says the Gemara, shani hacha, you're right. Over there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that might be so. That we would say, lo lebeis dira, that you cannot even rent out the house. Schirus would not be kona. But here it's different. Da'af grachmanu b'loshon lo yimotze. And Chazal understands, says the Gemara in the first wide line, misha motzu biyotcha, yotzezeh sheinu motzu biyotcha. The Yisr will apply to only those things that are common to be found in your hand. However, if you designated him an area, in such a case, that area is not considered commonly found in your hand. The next Gemara is quite important. It's also important halacha l'maisa. It's a nominee for the halacha from the daily daf. The Gemara continues two lines. In Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hamoitzei chametz bebeisa biyomtif. If someone finds chametz chas v'chalila in his house in yomtif, kaifa lovas hakli. Then in such a case, he should turn over a utensil on it, and then after yomtov, burn it. Rashi explains that the reason why he's allowed to simply turn it over and he's not over Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze. If he would be over Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze, it could very well be then we would tell him to burn it, which is a larger discussion. But Rashi says he's not over Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze because he did bittul on it yesterday. So here we're talking about now chametz that he won't be over the Isra of Bal Yirah, according to Rashi. It's a big discussion in the Rishon. Let's run with Rashi. But he can't move it because it's muktzah. It's a fascinating issue now that this chametz is now muktzah. So what does he do? He covers it over and then he burns it after Yom Tov when it's Chol HaMoed. Amar Rav Shel Hegdeshu Ein Tzarech. If it's of Hegdesh, he doesn't even need to put a kli over it. Mivdel Bedilim Minei, because people separate themselves from it and they're not likely to come to be metaltel or to have any hana from it. Another teaching of Yehuda Amarav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Chametzai Shel Nachri, Oysalem Mechitza Asar Tfachim Mishum Heker. Even though we learned in the above Gemara that if he designates the area for the Nachri, he won't be over. Nevertheless, he should make a Mechitza of Ten Tfachim to show that this area is not for Jewish usage. Vim Shel Hegdesh Huay Nitzarach My Time Amiv Dil Bedilim Inish Minei. If it's from Hegdesh, there's no requirement because people pull themselves away from it. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Hamefarish Vayotzei Bishayara. Those people who go out on a caravan, kodem shloshim yom, ein zakuk levar. If it's more than 30 days before, then there isn't a requirement of doing the biur chametz, and therefore they do not need to do bedika. Tok shloshim yom zakuk levar. Within 30 days, they have to, even if they know that they're not going to be returning, as the Gemara will flesh out. Kodem shloshim yom, ein zakuk levar. Tok shloshim yom zakuk levar. Amar Abaye, hadamar tok shloshim yom zakuk levar. Lo Amaran, initially Abaye posits that this that we say, that within 30 days he's got to do Bedika and Biur, it was only said El Shaddai to Lachzor, Aval Ein Dai to Lachzor, Ein Zalkuk Levar. But if he has no intention to come back, then he won't come to be over Bal Yirah, Bal Yir Matze. Amalei Rav Avi Dai to Lachzor, Fim Roshan Nami. But if he's planning to come back in the middle of Yom Tov, and he's going to come back, and he's going to find Chametz, then that will be a problem, even if he leaves on Rosh Hashanah. That can't be the Pshat. El Amar Rava, it's hard to understand what Abaye's Havamina was, but let's just run with Rava. Rava says, Hadamit kom shoshim yom ein zokuk levar. This is how we say the 30, more than 30 days. More than 30 days, there isn't a requirement to do bedika and biur. Lo amaran el shein dai to lachzor. We're talking about a person who doesn't intend to come back. Aval dai to lachzor afil m'rosh Hashanah zokuk levar. But if he intends to come back, then even from, if he leaves Rosh Hashanah, of course, he's going to come back on Pesach, he can't find the chametz. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel Kodim Shloshim Yom that the Gemara is about to tell us that within 30 days of Pesach, one begins to need to worry about the Tzarchei Pesach. So therefore, a person has a requirement to be Osek in the Tzarchei Pesach and to do Bedika, even if he's not going to come Lidei Isser Chametz. It would seem, Vamevin Yavin, that this fellow is going to do a bittel. So the chash over here is not that he's going to come to be over Bal Yirah or Bal Yimatze, but he has to be involved wherever he is in getting rid of chametz, and once he's within there for 30 days, then he'll have to do this bedika. If you take a look on YU Torah, we have a long discussion about these halachos as well. Someone today who travels to the hotel and leaves a little bit before and their house in terms of the halachos of bedikas chametz, unfortunately, there is some misunderstanding about the requirement of bedika. We will get that in also in the halacha from the Daily Daf, but it's a long shiur by itself, which is important to know if a person is traveling before Pesach. V'azer Rav l'tameh, Rav is consistent with his position. Amar Rav ha'oise bayis oitzer kodim shloshim yoim. If a person makes his house a storage area, even if that storage area is going to be filled with things that there's no way a person's going to be able to get to the chametz, and Rashi explains it might have a din of chametz shenafla lav mapolas, and technically he will not have a requirement to be mevarit, but if he decides to do within 30 days, again, then he has a requirement of bedika and biur. And the only time he said this in regards to 30 days, if he doesn't have intention to clean it out. Period. If his intention is to clean it out on Pesach, then of course he's going to now have a requirement, even if he decides to make that area a storage area, which is normally potter from Bedika and Biur, as Rashi explains, because it's a din of Mapolas. Nevertheless, once it's within 30 days, there's a Chiyuv Bedika, a Karkafta, the Gavra. The Gemara continues on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, Hani Shloshim Yoim Mai Aviditayu.
What is the significance specifically of 30 days that we learned, that if he leaves within 30 days, he must do a bedika, even if he doesn't intend to come back before or on Pesach? Why? What's the significance specifically of 30 days? Kiddusani, as we learned in a Braisa, answers the Gemara. Shalim v'darshim bilkos ha-Pesach kodim ha-Pesach shloishim yoyim. That one is supposed to ask and answer in Hilchos HaPesach 30 days before the Yom Tov. There are two classic explanations in the Rishonim of Shalom V'Darshim Hilchos HaPesach. The Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Simin Tov, the beginning of Chelek Hei actually, Simin Tov Lamed, if I'm not mistaken, quotes this, and there are beautiful inyanim that relate to Shalom V'Darshim. Actually, we have a shir on that as well, learning and cleaning 30 days before Pesach. Either it means that if there, normally the halacha is that you're not supposed to ask a Rav or Shaila outside of the Masechta that he's learning. And when it comes to 30 days before Pesach, then there that rule does not apply. In other words, Maseches Pesachim, if you will, becomes the Masechta of the day. Or questions of Pesachim and Yanim come before any other question if someone has a question, a Shaila in halacha, because it's the Shaila that relates in Yana Diyom already 30 days before, or it's a responsibility of the Rav to begin teaching the halachos with, and for that matter, everyone, to begin learning the halachos within 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amr Shteis HaBosses, it's 2 weeks. My time up, the Tanakama. Sure, what's the rationale of Tanakama that we say that it's a full month? Sharei Moshe, I'm in Pesach Rishon, Mazel Pesach Sheni. We know that a month before, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching about Pesach Sheni before Pesach Rishon. Shnema Vayasu Bnei Yisrael HaPesach Mado. The Torah in Parshas Baloscha, if I'm not mistaken, describes that Bnei Yisrael did the Karban Pesach in the regular time. And then it says immediately after, in other words, in Nisan itself, Uksiva Hiya Nashim Hashim Tumeim L'Nefesh Adam, they asked, Lama Nigara, why is it that we don't have the opportunity ourselves? So he began teaching the halachos of even Pesach Sheni a month in advance. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar Lecha, Aydi Da'ari B'Mila De Pesach, Masik Lehu Lekol Mili De Pesach. No, over there it was that they were already involved in Pesach in Yanim, because it was already Pesach, so then he taught them Pesach Sheni. However, when it comes to Purim time, who says Purim time is the time to begin? Maybe it's already only from Rosh Chodesh. My time to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say it's from Rosh Chodesh? Shari Meishayim B'Rosh Aru Mazel Pesach. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu stood specifically on Rosh Chodesh and taught them the halachas of Pesach. Shenema HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodeshim K'siv Dabru Al Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Al Kol Adas Yisrael Leimor Pesach Chodesh HaZeh V'yichu Lahem Irsh Selva Savoy Sela Boyis. That we Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu began to teach in Pesach Mitzrayim the halachos of the Karban Pesach and getting ready for Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Mimai de Bereish Yarcha Koi. How do you know it was the beginning of the month? Dilma Barba Biyarcha Chamisha Biyarcha Koi. Maybe it was on the 4th of the month, the 5th of the month. How do you know it was on Rosh Chodesh? It's true, he said, HaChodesh HaZeh, but how do you know it was on Rosh Chodesh? Elom HaRabba Bar Sim Mishmeid Ravina Mehacha Vedar Rashom Moshe Mimidbar Bimidbar Sinai Bashana Hashem Yisbach Chodesh HaRishayin. Says, in regards to the Pesach Sheni, that it was the second year and the first month. Ask the Gemara, but again, how do you know it was Rosh Chodesh? It's true, he started teaching them in the first month, in Nisan, but how do you know it was Rosh Chodesh? Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, Asim Midbar B'Midbar, K'siv Hocha B'Midbar Sinai, U'K'siv Hosam, and it says in the beginning of Sefer B'Midbar, V'Yidab Hashem El Moshe B'Midbar Sinai, B'Ol Moed Becho L'Chodesh Hashem, Mal Halam B'Rosh Chodesh, Afkan B'Rosh Chodesh. Just like there it was on Rosh Chodesh, so to here it was on Rosh Chodesh. According to Rashi, now the Gemara asks about the order of the Parshias. Take a look at Rashi, Dibra Amaschel, V'Nichtov B'Resha. The Gemara says Rashi is bothered that at the end of the day, the Pesach of Pesach Sheni in Parshas Baloscha was said before, because it was given in the Chodesh HaRishon, and the Parshas Pikudim was given in Iyar, because there it says, B'Chodesh HaSheni. Asks the Gemara, "V'nichta bereisha dechodesh rishon v'hada nichta dechodesh sheni." Why is the parsha of Pesach Sheni given after the Parshas Bamidbar? Really, the Parshas Baloscha of Pesach Sheni should come before Bamidbar, where we have the counting of Bnei Yisrael, because that actually happened first. The Gemara evokes the famous rule, Avraham Menashe bar Tachlif Mishmei Rav Zoyse Meres Muktam Mucha B'Torah, that we know that there is a rule that not everything in the Torah appears in chronological order. Amar of Papa Loya Marin El Betrayin Yoni. This rule is said only with two concepts. Avachad in Yana, Mai de Muktam Muktam, O Mai de Mu'uchar Mu'uchar. But when we're talking about one subject, then we do say that there is significance to the order. Because if you're not going to say klalu prat, ein bechal masha beprat, we know that we have a drasha. At the end of Karbanos, we say that if you have a rule and then you have an exception, so then the exception is coming to tell you that the rule is qualified by its exception. How do you know you have a klal prat? Dilma pratu klalu. Then maybe it's really a prat and a klal. How do you know the order is significant? If ein mukta mukha b'torah? Vesuin, another question. Prat v'klal, nasa klal moisef ala prat. If you have prat and a klal, the klal is adding to the prat. Dilma klalu pratu. Maybe it's in the other order. The Gemara now asks another kasha. Iyach yafilu b'trei in yane nami. According to the Man D'Omar, who says that we say klal pratu klal, even when the Torah is talking about two different topics, then we see that the rule is there's mukta mukha b'Torah even on two different topics. Answers the Gemara, Hanich l'man d'Omar, I could answer and say no, that there is no mukta mukha b'Torah on two topics. L'man d'Omar, klal prat hamarchim b'zem zeh ein don nosab b'chal prat shapir. Then everything is going to be fine, because we don't darshin klalu prat on things that are far away from each other, only within one topic. Elamanda omar don in ma'ikul meimar. But according to Man Omar that says that we darshin klalu prat, then obviously then we are saying the concept of mukta mukha b'Torah even on two inyanim. Says the Gemara, "Feel Man Omar don in hani mili b'chad inyana, I will betray inyana ain don." Even if we're going to say that they're done in hamruchakim zebezeh, it'll only be on one topic, but two topics. We conclude strongly with the rule of Ein Muktim Umuchar B'Torah. The Gemara continues, 15 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, another teaching. If you notice on Amud Aleph, we had a bunch of teachings of Rav Yehuda Merav. Haboidik Tzorah Sheyivatil. Someone who does Bedika, it's not enough. He also needs to do Bittel. In the first halacha from the Daily Daf and Daf Beis, we discussed the question of the Rishonim in the inverse direction. If you're already doing Bittel, why is there a need for Bedika? That only the Rishonim address. However, the Amorayim addressed the inverse question, and that is, if you do Bedika, that you need to do Bittel as well. My time, what's the reason if you searched for the Chametz and there's no Chametz, why you need to do Bittel? Inam Mishum Pirun, if you're going to say it's because of crumbs, which we discussed also in the Halacha from the Daily Daf there, Halacha Shivi, a simple reading of the Gemara, even though Halacha Lamaisa might be more complicated, is that you don't need to search for crumbs at all because they're not Chashuv. Again, not La Halacha, see the Halacha from the Daily Daf. V'chitei makivan deminta lehu agav beisei chashiva. And if you're going to say, well, he guards it along with the rest of his house, the rest of his possessions, that makes it chashuv. V'atanya, but didn't we learn in a Tosefta Meiser, sofei te'enim, unripe figs, u'mishamer sadeu mipnei anovim, sofei anov mishamer sadeu mipnei mikshos, u'mnei medlos, bizman she'bal abayis makbin alein asur mishum gezel v'chayov mid'meiser, bizman she'ein bal abayis makbin alein mutar mishum gezel p'tur mishum meiser. If you have these unripe figs, so then the only time it's going to be chayiv and meiser is if the balabayis is makbid on it. But the fact that he guards the rest of the field doesn't show that it has chashiva. So too, the crumbs don't have chashiva simply because they're being guarded. The Gemara then is stuck. Why is it that habaydik tzarech sheyivatel? So here the Gemara gives us a very, very important rule. Amar Rava, Rava answers, gzeira. The reason why there is a requirement for Bittel is it was Exerah Shami Yimotze Gluska Yafa V'dayte Ilave. We're afraid that even though he was Mevatel the Chametz, if he finds a very nice piece of cake that he somehow had missed, then he's going to want it. And if he's going to want it, in such a case, then he'll be over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. Says the Gemara, v'chi mishkachas lei levatle, but afterwards he'll be mevatalit. Says the Gemara, dilma mishkachas lei basari sura, we're afraid he's going to find it after the Zman of Isur, v'la b'rshusei kami, and it's not in his rishus. In other words, he doesn't own it to be able to be mevatal, v'lo matzi mevatal. What does it mean, he doesn't own it to be able to be mevatel? The Amar Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar taught five lines to the bottom on Vav and Beis, Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shusha Shalotim V'Asan HaKosel Kilu B'Shusha, two things that are not in the possession of a person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah, puts in his B'Shus to make him responsible, Eluhain, and these are they, Bar B'Shus HaRabim, V'Chametz Mishay Shosu L'Mala. A bor in the Rishus HaRabim, really, you don't own it, yet nevertheless you're chayiv if it damages, if you dug it. And chametz, that the Torah says is not yours, Rashi explains, is taken out of your Rishus. That's an interesting question, what that means. Not for us, it needs to be done bi'iyun, but it's the Torah takes it out of your Rishus, but you're chayiv for it. Asks the Gemara, v'niftalei ba'arba v'niftalei b'chamesh, let him be mevatel, the chametz earlier. Why have him be mevatel the chametz when we say that the bittel is there to make him clear from the iser of chametz before the sixth hour? Let him do it a little earlier in the fourth hour or in the fifth hour. But why does he have to do it at the time of bedika? That we learn from Yehuda Merav that he does it then. So v'niftali ba'arba v'niftali v'chamesh, says Gemara, kim de lavis manisura v'lazman biurahu, since the time of the fourth and fifth hour is neither the time of biur, nor it's the time of bidika dilma pasha v'lom avatalei, we're afraid he's going to forget. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow, the Gemara will continue asking why we don't do the bittel during the day of Erev Pesach, and we do it specifically during the Zman of bidika. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Vav in Maseches Pesachim. Bezras Hashem Yizbarich, the halacha topic for today, Davov, in Maseches Psachim, revolves around the two topics from today's daf, and that is Shalom V'Darshim Hilchas HaPesach Shloshim Yoim, beginning to learn the halachas of Pesach already 30 days before Pesach, as well as some practical applications to people who go away to hotels before Pesach, when they're supposed to do the Bedikah. It's a slightly different format, because this is a shir that was given previously by as a standalone shir in the Grus Kolel. It's a little bit longer than the regular halacha from the daily daf, but to treat the topic well, and even to relate to Pshat and Gemara, this would be, Be'ezer Hashem, the simplest and most straightforward way of doing it.